Good day, San Bernardino County believers. Today we are looking at the statistics of the jealousy indicators regarding thefts, burglary, and vandalism. In San Bernardino County, the top 10 worst cities for theft are Nipton at 93%, Baker at 92%, and Essex at 90%. The next drop is at 51% in Yermo, 45 in Daggett, 43 in Hinckley. And then we drop to 34% in Fonskin, 32 Kramer, Blue Jay, and Lenwood at 31%. These are very high statistics for crime in theft. Vehicle theft, the high is 8% in Nipton. Baker, Essex, and Montclair is at 7%. Bloomington, Ontario, San Bernardino, Colton, Muskoy, and Chino are at 6%. Huge difference than theft. Burglary, Nipton 28, Baker and Essex 27, Yermo drops to 13, Hinckley 11, Trona, Fonskin and Blue Jay at 10, and Edwards Air Force Base and Daggett at 9. Vandalism, Nipton, Baker and Essex 12%, Blue Jay 7, Yermo 6, Hinckley, Trona, Fonskin, Daggett, and Lenwood at 5. For identity theft, Nipton, Baker and Essex, you're hearing them repeatedly, they're at 3%, Wrightwood, Yermo, and Fonskin at 2, Daggett, Blue Jay, Edwards, Air Force Base, Hellendale, also known as Silver Lakes, is at 1%. Now, based on these categories, the top cities overall for these categories include Nipton, Baker, Essex, Yermo, Fonskin, Daggett, Blue Jay, Edwards, Air Force Base, Lenwood, Hinckley, and Trona. To be noted is most of these towns are remote. They're out of sight. They're not high in population. They're not nearby law enforcement stations. Thus, the probable reason for their higher crime rates. Of the four cities that were analyzed by Wallet Hub for jealousy, San Bernardino, Ontario, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, San Bernardino had the highest theft, burglary, and vandalism. Ontario had the highest vehicle theft, and Rancho Cucamonga, the highest ID theft. So, Father, we lift up every one of these cities, especially those that are in the remote areas with the very, very high crime stats. We pray that each of their crime statistics will decrease in number, that there will be internal physical presence, that perhaps that they could create some sort of law-abiding citizens that could manage and operate on a lower level, but at least make informed neighborhood watches form. Most importantly, Christians pray, intercessors, prayer walks, whatever it takes to see the crime rate decrease, lives transformed, churches that preach the gospel that would help transform lives and disciple them and deliver them from any addictions or things that would cause them to want to go into any of these types of crimes. We pray, God, that you are the God who is greater than anything, anyone. So we pray, Lord, that these numbers will go down in the mighty name of Jesus for your glory, for your honor and praise. In Jesus' name,